Kings chapter number 2, and it is a joy to be with you here in the house of God, and I appreciate this privilege, Pastor. Thank the opportunity, and just looking for what God has for us. Sure have enjoyed the singing and the praying and the fellowship. I thank the Lord for that today. It's just good on the Lord's day to be in the Lord's house with the Lord's people. Amen. And since God saved me, there's not been another place I want to be on the Lord's day. Amen. There's a pull inside now toward the house of God and the things of God. And I'm thankful for that this morning. 2 Kings chapter number 2. I'll read some very familiar verses and then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart this morning. 2 Kings chapter 10, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible said, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I should do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went at over. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I thank you for the reading of the Word of God. I pray now for just a few minutes. Lord, you give me unction of the Holy Ghost, and I might preach the preaching that you bid us this morning. I pray you'd open the hearts of the people, just like you did Lydia in the book of Acts, that they may receive the Word of God. Oh, God, I pray pray for that that's lost in our midst this morning. I pray the Holy Ghost will reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. And Lord, they repent and be saved. Help us as your people. Lord, you know the needs of this congregation. I cannot meet one of those needs. I'm unable. I'm insufficient in what I can do. But Lord, you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think today. Help us now, and all you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. I read to you, I know, about two famous prophets in the Word of God, Elijah and Elisha. As you study your Bible, you already know this. Elijah's the prophet. It just seems like he comes out of nowhere and steps in before King Ahab. And Elijah's prayed. And by the way, I want to say this. He is a man. That's what the Bible says. James speaks about Elijah and said he's a man of like passion as we are. And yet he prayed and there's no rain for 3.5 years. And then God sends him down to a brook and then to a barrel and then to a boy and then to the mountain where a breeze would come. But this same man, he gets discouraged, he gets afraid, and he runs and he finds himself under a juniper tree. But I'm glad God knew where his juniper tree was. And God sends an angel down and gives him some bread and helps him along the way. And gives him another word. And he goes on his way serving God. It's there where God comes and says, now, he names some men to be anointed kings. And then he mentions about Elisha to be anointed a prophet in his room. Hey, he goes, and we find in 1 Kings 19, Elisha's a plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. And that sounds like a man to me. He wasn't no wimp. And he certainly wasn't afraid of work. God help us in this day. Amen. He's the plowing 12 yoke of oxen. Well, Elijah shows up and throws his mantle on him. And Elisha said, let me tell mom and daddy bye. He said, I ain't done nothing. This ain't got a thing to do with me. Oh, and Elisha kills those oxen and burns up the instruments of the oxen. And he takes out after Elijah. And we find Elisha becomes a servant. He's not afraid. He's not too big for his britches. He's willing to humble himself and be a servant for the man of God. Such at Kings 3 and verse 11 says that he poured water on the hands of Elijah. Just a servant. Just following the orders of God. And can I say, not only he a servant, but he was satisfied. Elisha's not found trying to get a better position. Are you listening to me? He ain't out trying to lift up and build up himself, but he's trying to be faithful where God put him and where God called him. And he's just being a servant, and he's satisfied with being a servant to the man of God. But we come to our text and it's known. It's not a secret. Elijah's going to heaven in a whirlwind. Now, most of us will not know how we're leaving this world. But Elijah did. God let him know, and the sons of the prophets knew it, and Elisha knew it. He's going up to heaven in a whirlwind, and he'll be gone. Well, we come to our text, and Elijah and Elisha are together. And Elisha, after they've walked together for a while, in verse 9, Elijah said, Elijah, or to Elisha, that's what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Elisha is a spiritual man. He is not a worldly man. He is not looking or asking for wealth. It's not possessions. It's not popularity. It's not prestige. Elisha has seen something in Elijah. And he said, Elijah, what you got is what I need. And I don't just need it. I need a double portion of it. I need a double portion of thy spirit to be upon me. He saw something in Elijah. Those people look at me. I'm a mountain boy. I'm from Western North Carolina originally. I'm up in the mountains. I've been raised with leather lung, lightning and fire type preaching my whole life. And them old men of God had something I wanted. Oh yes, I've seen them old time preachers. I'm preaching in the power. And I saw God shaking lives and doing a work in people. And boy, I began to desire those spiritual things that them men of God had. Oh, I think about this. I told you, Pastor, last night at supper, my pastor tomorrow will be in heaven 6 years. He went home to be with the Lord. Matter of fact, that morning, his boy called me and said, Brother David, Daddy went to heaven. Oh, what a statement. He didn't have to wonder about his daddy. Amen. His daddy didn't just talk it. He lived it. Amen. And his race was done. But my preacher told me, I get in the text, stay with the Bible. I use Bible terms. I preach the word. Be instant in season out of season. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I saw it in him and desired God. Give me a double portion about what he had. I thought about some other men. Brother Wade Huntley. He's been in heaven about 6.5 years now. But I heard him, I started listening to Brother Wade, and I was 15 years old. Y'all don't know any of these men. You know what? It don't really matter. God sent them in my life. And Brother Wade taught me what it was. I had to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm glad you're not nervous with me saying that. I know you preacher enough. Amen. I'm telling you, a preacher can't preach unless he's filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'd rather be on the dark side of the moon, digging a ditch with a spoon, as trying to preach without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, friend, those men had in them some things that I saw and some spiritual things that I desired. There's another preacher, Ross Lewis. He went to heaven last year. Brother Ross, one of the greatest revival preachers I've ever known in my life. Lord, he had an impact on me. And I, what are you saying, oh, this preacher? There's a day in my own life. Boy, as a young preacher, I said, God, I want what they've got. I desire a double portion. I'm going to tell you something, friend. We're in a bad day. We're in dark times. A chaos and confusion is reigning in this country and around this world. And if you and I are going to reach this generation, for God, we'll have to have a double portion of what them old timers had. We're going to need what they had, but a twofold anointing. Have to get it done. Oh yes. I began to think Elisha is desiring a spiritual things. Boy, that's what's wrong in the church world. There ain't enough folk desiring spiritual things. Amen. Oh, most Christians fit in with them 50 of the sons of the prophets. Oh yeah, back there in verse number 7. They're just a viewing afar off. There's probably some of you here like that this morning. Oh, you ain't against old time religion. You're not against this way that folk worship like around Liberty, but you're not in it. You're just standing off. You're just kind of looking. Oh, you like it, but you ain't in it. Amen. Would to God you'd get sick of this world and realize this world is going to pass away one day. Hey, but the things of God will stand forever. Amen. Oh, Elijah. He said, Elijah, I want a double portion of thy spirit. I got looking at it. It's been on my heart since Thursday. I like it when he puts a word on my heart. Amen. I'm glad this book still works in the 21st century. We don't need nothing new. We just need to go back to what's right. Amen. And Elijah, he desired a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. Now I know this. Depends on who you read after. What they say, those words say a double portion of thy spirit. Some will say it's the Holy Ghost. Some will just say it's the attitude of Elijah. You just name it. It's okay. All I know is Elijah saw it. And it was real in that man of God, and Elisha wanted a double portion of it. Amen. Hey, I'm not interested in dry, dead, orthodoxy religion. Hear me this morning. Religion will just make you mean and miserable. But a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it'll transform your life. It'll make a difference in you. It'll put a hunger in somebody else when they see it real in you. Oh yes, I got thinking about Elisha, desiring a double portion. Oh yeah, and I want to preach on this question this morning. How far would you go for a double portion? How far would you go for a double portion? Well, Elisha, he wanted it. It wasn't lip service. He wasn't trying to make Elijah feel good before he went to heaven. But he'd seen it so real. He said, I want what you got. Oh yes, how far would you go? Can I say this three things and I'm done? Number one, Elisha went the distance. Did you notice in verses 1-7? They start out in verse 1 in Gilgal. And then the Lord says to Elijah, go down to Bethel. And they go to Bethel. Then the Lord said, go to Jericho. And they go to Jericho. Then the Lord said, go to Jordan. And they go to Jordan. Hey, they ain't riding no mule. They ain't riding in no car. They ain't no Learjet flying them nowhere. They're walking on foot. But Elisha said, I'll go the distance to get a double portion. You see, there's some time involved in getting that double portion. I don't know what's happened to us in the church world. But we act like the throne of grace is like a drive-through at a restaurant. Amen. Drive up in 5 minutes or less. God give me everything I want or forget it. Amen. Hey, there's some distance, there's some time involved in getting a double portion. Hey, I'm telling you something this morning. Sometimes you pray and the answer comes instantly. But other times you can pray and years to go by before it's ever fulfilled. Are you listening to this preacher this morning? I may not be the most smooth preaching preacher. I may not have a fancy outline. But I'm going to tell you, friend, sometimes there's a distance you have to go. I have to get a double portion. I have to see God answer your prayer. Oh, yeah. Preacher, a buddy of mine prayed for years for his brother. And his brother got saved back in 2019. Just a little while before he died. But his years of praying for that lost. By the way, he is in deep sin. That fellow's life was wrecked and ruined by sin. But his brother knew God. His brother didn't want his brother to go to hell. And he began to pray. And he began to seek the face of God. And he got a hold of heaven and wouldn't let go. Hey, he went the distance. I'm saying Elisha went the distance. Had to get a double portion. Oh, yes. It may be a little bit of time. I don't know who all's called to preach here. You're the only ones that understand what I'm about to say. But when I first started to preach, matter of fact, when I first announced my call to preach to my pastor, now again, I love my preacher. He's in heaven. He's my Elijah. I love my man of God. My heart's already been sad. Thursday, got thinking 14th coming up. And boy, my heart, it went racing back 6 years when the call, he's gone, he went to heaven. It got a hold of me. But when I announced my call to preach, and Brother Kim, my first sermon I preached, my pastor told me this, so I can tell you. Honestly, what my pastor said, I preached the first sermon. He said, I thought God had made his first mistake. It really was that bad. You say, how bad was it? Well, I said, more than I said anything. I couldn't get nothing to come out. I felt like I was being strangled to death. It just seemed like there was no good going on. You say, I'm just saying it took a little while. But I began to desire God to touch me. I began to desire a double portion. I began to desire God to use me. Well, and I ain't never got over that Sunday afternoon of preaching at that nursing home. Well, and God laid his hand on me the first time and kept me loose to preach. And it ain't been the same since that day. Oh, what do you say? Sometimes you got to go the distance. Amen. Oh, yeah. Elisha went the distance. Can I say number two? Elisha went through discouragement. What do you mean by that? Verse 1 through 7 again. We find his mentor discouraged him. That's what he's doing. He says to Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. He said, now, somebody said, that's kind of mean to what Elijah's doing. I don't think so. He understands that bond that's between him and Elisha. He understood that friendship, that love they had for each other. And he knew Elisha would be brokenhearted when God parted them and took him up to heaven. Can I tell you, I'm glad my preacher's in heaven. I'm glad I got grandparents in heaven and friends in heaven and church members I've pastored in heaven. But it sure don't make it no easier when they're ripped away from us. Our hearts are sad and our hearts, my friend, are stabbed. Oh, are you listening to me? Elijah didn't want him around. He didn't know how to go. Are you listening? But oh, Elisha said, as the Lord liveth and as our soul liveth, I will not leave thee. He said, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care where the path takes us. Where you go, I'm a-going. What you do, I'm going to do. Hey, this mentor said some things that was discouraged, but Elisha didn't give up. Sometimes your preacher says some hard things to you. It ain't because he's against you. Oh, no, no. It's not he hates you. He don't hate you. He loves you. But sometimes the word cuts to the heart. Are you listening? Oh, Elijah discouraged Elisha a little bit. But Elisha said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. He was going through some discouragement. Hey, what about them men from the school of the prophets? Every town, they had to be Old Testament Baptist. Just got a bad word's all they got. You know how it is. I like testimony meeting, but it also terrifies me too. You wonder who's going to get up and took a stupid pill. Say something crazy. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, boy, folk are bragging on Jesus and it's rolling good and somebody won't talk about something crazy. Hello? That's about these sons of Elisha, knowest thou the Lord's going to take Elijah away from you today? Well, under God, everybody knew it.
Yeah, that's right.
It said it in verse 1. They knew he's going up by whirlwind. Somewhere in a matter of days, he is going to be taken up to heaven. And they keep saying, you know they're going to take him. And the Lord's going to take him. He's going to leave you here. I met a lot of them Baptists.
Yes.
I thank God for Mama old Ballard in my life. The old granny woman in my home church. She's an old time Christian. Old fashioned shouting woman.
Yeah. Right.
She's one of them that get out in the aisle with you.
Yeah.
She'd get out there clapping them hands. Giving out that war whoop. Oh, hey, she didn't shout every Sunday, but it didn't take much to send her off either. Amen. Oh, hey, she is a spark plug. She is one of them. That was a blessing. Hey, you knew she got cut loose. It wasn't a show. It wasn't about the flesh. The Holy Ghost got to churn it in her heart. But you know what happens when folk like that die? Oh, the church will never be the same. I'm going to say in one aspect, I understand what you're trying to say, but I got news for you. God does not die when the saints of God die. Are you listening to me? Oh, so-and-so's a prayer warrior. They'll not have nobody to pray. You can pray, bless your heart. If you're saved, you can shout. If you're saved, if you'll just be what you're supposed to be. They got discouraged in Elisha. It ain't never going to be the same. Can I tell you what? It ain't. But that don't mean we quit. Praise God. Hey, them old timers going off to sea. I'm going to try my best and to carry this thing my leg of the journey and be found faithful to God when it's my time to go. Amen. Oh, friend. Boy, there's distress. And then, again, they just going to stand right there, Jordan. Boy, what's come going? Oh, we'll watch over here. Don't go right ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Elisha. Go ahead.
Listen.
And we're going to stand here and we're going to view.
Listen.
Boy, that gets discouraging after a while.
Right.
Yeah, preacher trying to preach his guts out.
Right.
Prayed, studied, got the mind of God, the good touch of the Holy Ghost on him, and then there's still a crowd standing off in the distance, just a viewing.
Right.
By the way, we done lost some of that crowd through COVID. It's already on the edge. Hear me now. And they probably some more on the edge now. I'm going to tell you something. You don't get in this thing, you're going to fall off too. Amen.
Yeah,
I don't want to fall off. I don't want to quit. I want to be found faithful when Jesus comes. And if I'm going to be faithful, I've got to have a double portion what that generation in front of me had. Hey, I'm telling you, it's possible to serve God right now.
Yes, sir.
Elisha was willing to go the distance for the double portion. He is willing to go through the discouragement to get the double portion. Can I say number 3? Elisha was willing to get desperate to get that double portion. What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, after he asked Elisha about that double portion, and Elijah said, if you see me go, you'll get it. If you don't, you ain't getting nothing. Boy, they go to walking and the talking. I kind of wonder what they're talking about. The sweet fellowship they was having. And the next thing you know, a chariot of fire and horses of fire. And the whirlwind came and divided them asunder. And Elijah goes up by a whirlwind into heaven. Boy, the Bible said in verse 1, Elisha saw it.
Yes, he did.
Amen. He saw it, and he began to cry, my father, but oh, the Bible said he took up also the mantle of Elijah. Oh, it sounds like to me it fell at his feet.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Elijah let it go and it drifted down and fell right in front of Elisha. And he took it. Picked it up. Laid hold of it. Oh, and it goes back to that Jordan. You got to remember something. When they got to the Jordan, just him and Elijah, Elijah took that mantle and he smote the waters. They parted heaven and feather. What did the Bible say? They crossed on dry ground. Not a mud hole nowhere. Dry ground. Dust of wine. Oh yeah. And Elisha is standing there. Elisha, let's walk, boy. And they walk through the dry riverbed. Walking through the Jordan, just like the children had done of the generations before when God had parted them waters and let them get into Canaan, a fair and happy land. They cross over on dry ground and they talk and have fellowship in the wilderness. Oh, yes. Elisha's got that mantle. I can see him in my mind's eye. He's got that mantle in his hand. I wonder if he don't think to himself. Now, did Elijah fold it left to right or right to left before he smote it? Oh, yeah. He said, I'm going to do it just like he did it. And he goes to that water. The Bible said he smites that water. Amen. And he cries out, where is the Lord God of Elijah? That's desperation. He's saying, I can't get across the river. God, if you don't do for me, if you don't do for me what you did for Elijah a few minutes ago, I'll have to wade this river. I'll have to swim this river back. Oh, but what you did for him, I know you can do it for me. And Elisha smites the water and they part him and he crosses over on dry ground too. Amen. Why? He got desperate. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hear me right here. Elisha knew that same God. But he needed that same God to touch him. Matter of fact, he did get what he wanted. Because that same viewing crowd, they still viewing. Are you listening to me? They still stand over there with the arms folded. I wonder how in the world Elisha is going to get back and all of a sudden the water gets to parting again. What's it going on? And they looked out there and it sounds like in the beginning they thought it was Elijah. And then they get those, no, he's got a little bit of a different walk. One of them punched and said, that's Elisha. And another one said, but the spirit of Elijah's resting on him. Oh, they missed out. They back yonder of viewing. But that one fella said, I'm a going. I'm wanting spiritual things. I want a devil portion. Hey, he comes back with what the other man had. I'm telling you, in the 21st century, we can still enjoy the presence and the power of God. God is not dead. God is not grown weak and weary. God is still on His throne. God's still able to exceed it, abundant above all we could ask or think. Hey, God is still able. Too many folk are just doing though. Oh, God, give us a few Elishas. Oh, yes. Oh, you say, but preacher, it ain't the same day. No, it's not. Because all them men I've talked about wouldn't know no more what to do with COVID than I did. Are you listening to me? Oh, so-and-so back on the 50th, he wouldn't know no more than you do. Are you hearing me? But I'm going to tell you this, the same God that touched them will touch you and will use you just like He used them. Amen. God give us some Elishas. By the way, Elisha did twofold the miracles than what Elijah did. He did a lot more than Elijah ever thought about. We was talking yesterday about my boy. He's not my biological boy. He's my son in the faith, Brother Austin. And my wife was honest with your pastor. That boy got saved under me, surrendered to the preacher. He was as bad as I was. I have never seen a preacher swallow so hard and so deep in my life trying to preach as that boy did. I mean, he'd get so tore up, preacher, he'd get nosebleeds in the pulpit. Had to quit for a minute. Are you listening? But about 6 years ago, he got to fasting and a praying. He got to desiring a double portion. He got desired what them preachers he had seen preach before him, what they had on them. He began to seek God and ask God to get. And son, that boy, God put his hand on him. That boy preaching like forking lightning and got the depths of the scripture while he's a doing it. And I'm going to tell you, he'll do more than I ever dreamed of.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Hey, you hear me? The church ain't going down. We ain't out of business. There's still some Elishas around that's desiring God and desiring the things of God. I'm telling you, God's still able in this day to do a work. How far would you go for a double portion? Them men, them old men that impact me, they had a rough time too. They had to come to the end of themselves too, just like I did one day. You've got to admit you're nothing. You can't do nothing. God don't do it. It ain't getting done. I still get tore up preaching. 37 years later, I sat back there. Chloe leaned up and said, Daddy, you keep bouncing this pew. I'm going to need something for seasickness. I just get tore. It does. It tears me up. Why? Because I realize responsibility lies on me. But I know the God that helped them before me will help me if I'll just let Him. Amen. Let's just be willing to go the distance. Go through the discouragement. Through all the things that have been happening to us in the last 2 years. Hey, it's been tough. It's been this hard. There ain't nobody saying it's not. But oh, you get that spiritual desire down in the deep end of your soul. And say, it don't matter how dark it may get, there's still a God in heaven that rules and works in the affairs of men. And I'm going to seek Him. And I'm going to serve Him. And I'm going to let Him help me. Hey, some of you are praying for some folk lost. Man, you just about give up on them. Instead of them getting, looking like they're ready to get saved, they're getting worse. By the way, that happens to most sinners. They get a lot worse before they ever get in. You know what you and I have forgotten this morning? Have you forgot how you were under conviction? You were not saying this is like heaven to me. Hello? You wasn't enjoying church? You was all right around that crowd as long as they talked about hunting and fishing. But what I'm saying, oh, God's been good to me today. Boy, it'd get all that conviction and get a hold of you again. Oh, you'd get afraid and you'd get miserable. Oh, that's what it is, being under conviction. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, keep praying for them. This generation of young people, they need to see a move of God. Where I pastor, I have some wonderful people. I do. Now I will say this, I'm a mountain preacher. That's what I am. I'm just leather lung and not necessarily a real fancy outline, just kind of wide open and loud. But I'm pastoring what most people would call, country folk would, a city church. Can you believe that? I mean, we've got all the choir practices and the bulletins and we got her all. And a crazy preacher screaming and turning blood red and spitting and sweating in the pulpit.
Yes.
Oh, yes, indeed. Good. Oh, and God over the last few months has been stirring me in revival theme of preaching. And I began telling them what God's done in days gone by. And they, some of them come back and said, "Preacher, I ain't never seen nothing like that. I'd like to see." I said, "You can. I said, you can. If you just repent, if you just get your heart on fire, oh, friend, you can see God do what I've seen Him do in days gone by." These young folk need to see that. I'm going to say something. Don't get mad at me. Preacher, if I get out of line, you set me down, I'm fine. But I'm going to tell you something. We've showed everybody nothing but fear. That's about all we've showed this generation lately. It's how tore up things can make us. I'm not being mean. I'm not being critical. I know you buried loved ones. I know about all that kind of thing. But they need to see us as men and women of faith. The Bible declared in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, the just shall live by faith. Preacher, how in the world are we going to make it? By forgetting the things of this world and desiring the spiritual things of God. Because hear me, all this is going to pass away. All of it going to burn up with a fervent heat. All of it. You hear the preacher this morning? It's going to cease to be. But them spiritual things going to last forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's right. Oh, I'm just saying what the generation for that we can have. How far would you go for a double portion this morning? Oh, Elisha said, "I'll go the distance. I'll go through the discouragement. I'll even get desperate because I've got to have it. Father, take the message. Use it for your honor and for your glory. I've tried my best to preach what you said to preach for days. You've been working it in my heart. And Lord, I thank you for your, I know your word will not return void. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Help now in this invitation in Jesus' name." Let's stand all